This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Though he is at the center of one of the most gruesome abortion investigations of our nation's history, Kermit Gosnell remains a virtually unknown character to most Americans. His murder trial is essentially under a media blackout, and at least one pro-life leader is calling for a concerted effort by pro-life advocates to speak out in social media, radio talk shows, and in letters to the editor. Testimony this week during the murder trial of abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell started off no less shocking than last week. Gosnell Clinic employee Sherry West described an incident which she related to the jury, how she heard a child scream who was born alive after an abortion. Prosecutors are making the case such children did not leave Gosnell's clinic alive. This is Life News Radio. If you get the majority of your news from the mainstream media, you are not getting the whole story on the life issue. Embryonic stem cell research, abortion, conscience rights, coerced and forced abortion, and abortions to select family members by gender, the resulting practice of sex trafficking are essentially the issues swept under the rug today like slavery was in other times. When it comes time to recognize your local station for what it does, please remember that this is a station that covers the life issue. Support your local Life News Radio station. Two notable figures have died in the last week, one from entertainment and another from the world of political leadership. The stark contrast between the two on the issue of abortion is notable, but made more so as the person from Hollywood, film critic Roger Ebert, was ardently against abortion, and the person so lauded as a conservative in Britain, Margaret Thatcher, voted consistently for legalizing the taking of life in abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.